With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Presidential candidates are reacting to the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling that frozen embryos are legally considered children.
In a White House statement, the president blasted the Alabama ruling, saying the disregard for women's ability to make these decisions for themselves and their families is outrageous and unacceptable. He said it's a direct result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Republican Nikki Haley also weighed in. She told CNN that she does not endorse the Alabama ruling, but agreed that an embryo is an unborn baby. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, takes the stage at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, during its first full day of speakers Thursday. She urged Republicans to embrace early voting.
We must embrace early voting. The days of waiting until Election Day to vote are over. We have to encourage everyone who can legally vote to go do so as soon as they legally can. We need so many votes banked for Donald J. Trump that we're not playing catch up on Election Day.
An investigation into Thursday's cell phone outages is looking into whether or not it's part of a cyber attack. AT&T's cell phone service is fully restored after being out for most of the day. Reports say the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies are looking into the cause to see if it's a cyber attack or just a technical difficulty. Also Thursday, the National Weather Service experienced a temperature outage. Automated temperatures were not posting for cities across the central and eastern portion of the U.S. Automated temperature reports that usually update throughout the day were showing up blank Thursday afternoon. A representative said they're working to fix the problem. Temperatures recorded by the National Weather Service go back to the 1800s. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Illinois consider a wide-ranging transgender bill.
The measure would do two things. It would expand the definition of child abuse to include a parent's refusal to allow their child to have a sex change operation or an abortion. Secondly, the bill would remove all legal requirements that a doctor seek parental consent before performing an abortion or a sex change operation on a child under the age of 18. Any parent convicted under the proposed legislation could face up to 15 years behind bars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers are advancing legislation that would define male and female under state law in an effort to curb the spread of transgenderism. The measure states that there are only two sexes, and every individual is either male or female. It would also allow schools and local governments to establish single-sex spaces, such as bathrooms and locker rooms. The Alabama bill is part of a nationwide effort by Republicans to respond to the transgender offensive. This is SRN News. China's planning to send a new pair of giant pandas to the San Diego Zoo after a few years in which nearly all the iconic bears in the U.S. were sent home.
For decades, Beijing loaned the bears as a sign of goodwill. It's the only country in the world to have a native giant panda population. But in recent years, Beijing declined to extend the loan periods for pandas in the U.S. and other Western nations. Now, as relations improve, pandas will be sent to San Diego and to the Spanish capital, Madrid. Talks are also underway to send the bears to Washington, D.C. and Vienna.
President Biden's dog Commander bit U.S. Secret Service personnel at least 24 times at the White House and other locations. Newly released documents say the bites happened between October 2022 and July of 2023. One senior agent said that they had to change their tactics, advising agents to give lots of room to the animal. More at SRNnews.com.